Hey, hey, gistas miyongwa. Welcome to another episode of Her Gist with Rashidondo. So glad you're here. Now, allow me to introduce myself. I am your host, Rashidas, aka Rashidondo. And as always, here to make you laugh? Seriously. This series was created as a way to connect with and inspire people the best way I know how. And that's with humor. So we will gist, we will laugh, and we will definitely learn as we tackle everyday issues with a dose of humor. Now, before I dive in, I must do the needful and ask. Now for my Bungalishi fam, how goes it? Now, if you're new to the series, welcome, welcome, welcome. Now go right ahead, grab a spot, and get comfy. For my returning gistas, welcome back. I really appreciate you guys for listening. Here we go.
Okay, so it's a nice day outside, I think, as of the time. So it's going to be a lovely day. So let's see. Question. Do I look Nigerian? Because I just had someone, right? I had someone look at me and say, oh my gosh, you look exactly like my cousin. I look like somebody's cousin. I look like somebody's sister. I look like somebody's sister. Hell, I've actually had somebody tell me I look like their girlfriend. Look like you, Mary. But most times, the next question is they would ask me, where am I from? You know, or of course I'll throw it back at them. Y'all know I like to have fun with folks. I'll throw it, where do you think I'm from? And you guys, nobody outside of my family, nobody has ever said I look Nigerian. Even though I don't know what Nigerian, you know, what a Nigerian looks like. But nobody's ever guessed. I've been Senegalese, Sierra Leonean, Caribbean. Okay, you just have a deviation. Me bon tiri. Again, imo look Mediterranean. Ah, my wokusha. Oh, so good. Give me look Mediterranean, be. Because my nose is as flat as they come. Not the biggest nose, but still. Every mumu look Mediterranean. Now, why do I bring all this up? I think about an experience that I had, right? This was, I think, my first year when I moved out here, when I moved to the U.S. And my very first job here. And you guys, I swear to you, in fact, I remember my manager's name. Her name was Roxanne Miller. She was like so awesome. But then she had to move to Pennsylvania. But anyway, my very first job was at a McDonald's. It was very close to my cousin's place. I was staying with my cousins at the time. And I would work like 6 to 2. And so there was this day, this gentleman comes in, right? And as soon as he walks in, this is about 6:30 in the morning. I think it was my first month, so it's about 6:30 in the morning. So this gentleman walks in, and as soon as he walks in, I notice Fiokola Okolando Meji. And I don't know about y'all, but when I first moved to this country, you have no idea how excited I would get when I would bump into other Nigerians. Now, I'd get even more excited. Yes, excited. Do you know dictionary lago? Mileku. I get even more excited when I find out the person is Yoruba. What? So imagine seeing this gentleman, Dobulando. I was so excited, like, oh my gosh, as soon as I'm doing his order, I can chat with them. So, but of course, so would act professional. Yes, it was McDonald's, but you still had to act professional. Okay. So anyway, he walks up to the counter. You know, I do my little spiel. Welcome to McDonald's. How may I help you? And so he tells me what he would like to order, right? The Niger accent, I was expecting that and a whole bit, and he tells me, and I remember his order. I remember how much everything cost, right? So he tells me he would like sausage and egg McMuffin, right? No cheese. And he wanted the meal. And the meal comes, of course, that comes with hash browns, and he wanted small coffee with it. I was like, okay, so I'm, you know, boop, 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 getting excited. And so then he says, with hotcake syrup. And I'm like, hotcake syrup. Now, there's another guy. He typically comes in, and sometimes he would forget. He'd want to say grape jelly, but he would say hotcake syrup. So I thought it was that, you know, kind of situation. So I read the order back to him, and I said, hey, an order of sausage and egg McMuffin meal with a small coffee, cream and sugar. And then I was like, you know, and hotcake syrup. And he was like, yes, yes, hotcake syrup. And you guys, if you could just think of a balloon when you let the air out, like, that was how I felt. So I said, okay. But didn't lose it. Didn't even blink. I was like, oh, sorry about that, sir. And I made a note of it. And so I put all his order together. Like I said, you guys, I remember the exact amount. Everything came up to $342. So I told him, you know, here's your total. It's $342. He gives me the money. I give him the change. I go. I get his order. Put them all in. And so I hand it to him. And the protocol is, as you're handing the items to the customer, you know, you tell them what's in the bag. So I do that. Here you go, sir. Sausage McMuffin meal, small coffee, cream and sugar, and, you know, hotcake syrup. And I slide over to him across the counter, and I hand it to him. And then I lean over, and he didn't know it was coming. And I just very calmly said to him, "Ulibami omubaye misa, so me shomalirara." Yo, what? This man was 8 years. Yokoja dumbfounded. 8 years on the founded. He was just all of a sudden, Abubi. And I was like, nah, bro, miss me with that. Kia, thank you so much for coming to McDonald's. Have a good one. Hey, so you baba is shy for. Yes, you're coming here. Because I'm just like, really? So the fact that I don't look Nigerian, you don't even know me. You guys, this is the first time I'm meeting this guy. And here I am excited, like, oh my God, another one doing this. And then you pull that. And the only reason why I'm suddenly abue is because now you realize I speak Ondo. Well, why though? Like, why? So yeah, that was a while back. Yeah, that was 93, August. Yeah, no, sorry, not August, October 93. I remember. Well, anyway, Sha, well, I can't help with the whole genetics thing, because that's the only way I can explain folks telling me I don't look Nigerian. And just so that you can know I'm Nigerian. As a matter of fact, I actually like messing with people a little bit. What? It's fun. But anyway, Sha, you never know. Like, the world has become a village. Problem. Definitely Ondo. Little bit of French. So you gotta, at the end of the day, be a shy mom, mashallah, because you never know. For what? So that's pearl, nuggets. Ah, are you nuggets? A bit in your sha. Anyway, sha, ebi mo sha bo fu di mo den yin yin adika lo to no get mu te evo ebi eti evaka de bi pa mi. Till next time, I'm going to take my jogmo. I'm not going to go to McDonald's. I think no get siguli, but me aje chicken nuggets. Yes, I know about me for.
Hey, you guys, thanks for listening. Ibamu, today's episode, Watisio. What did you guys think? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Feel free to leave me a voice message right here, or you can send your questions, comments, or tips via email to hergistpodcast@gmail.com. Anyone you about to prefer. Hope you enjoyed this episode, a production of Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Now, if you haven't, be sure to subscribe to the series so you can get notified about brand new episodes each week. Tune in next week for another episode. In the meantime, you can enjoy other episodes or catch me on Instagram at Hergist with Rashidundo, or Facebook at Hergist, or even on my website, www.hergist.com. Until next time, hasta la riebao. Bye.